the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
From Jack Memorial Studios are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Lyon Jr. and Mark Davila, brought to you by Hotshot Condoms, the first condoms for children or small penis men.
Hey, Hotshot Whiz Kid Time Machine.
Cop on in, man.
Yeah, where are we today?
Well, we're in 2016.
Huh.
Sometimes you don't go anywhere in a time machine.
I guess you're right. Not much of a trip. Are we going 5 minutes into the future? What are we doing?
5 minutes in, we're going 10 seconds in the past.
Wow. Ooh. So different. Wow.
See, what you should have done is said the intro again, but you fucked up. Yeah, your improv skills are lacking.
It's too hot for that shit, man.
Yeah, it is that time of the year where Mark won't let me have any windows open, so it's 85
degrees.
Well,
because you can't fucking hear.
Studio.
You know, the sound quality...
People like when they hear...
People mowing the lawns, yelling outside. You gotta keep the windows closed, and it gets to be like a fucking 100 degrees in here. Hot as shit.
Charlie, come in for lunch!
Yeah.
Alright. So this week we're going to the CBS Radio Workshop, episode number 47, entitled The Big Event, The Law of Averages, from December 16th, 1956... So it was quite a while ago.
Yeah, you're
60 years ago. So from 60 years ago, well, a little less, but whatever. This is the big event.
I'm not doing any fucking math.
Welcome to the big event, starring dead people.
Being an old research man myself, with an advertising agency named Blair, Thomas, and Kane. I once looked up the source of that old chestnut about coming events casting their shadows before. It's from a rather obscure poem called Lochiel's Warning by an English poet named Thomas Campbell. I've used the quotation many times, but actually you never know what shadow is foretelling what event. I know I didn't have the slightest inkling that I was in for the biggest event in my life when Dr. Johnson said to me,
"Well, as a matter of fact, since midnight, every baby that's been born in the hospital has been a boy." The CBS Radio Workshop.
Doesn't sound like news to me.
Dedicated to man's imagination, the theater of the mind.
This is like a Twilight Zone type
Today,
show.
Today, the big event. A fantasy for radio by Gloria Dapper and
That
Draper
only boys
Lewis.
Were born for a day.
A fantasy
well,
about
I don't get
his,
who is still listening to radio in 1956? I guess a lot of people didn't have TVs yet.
They couldn't afford them.
Yeah.
Only rich people had TVs.
It may seem like ancient history going over that day now, but everyone else has had a chance to tell what happened to them, so why shouldn't I?
Yeah.
I was in the waiting room of the maternity ward of a hospital when it all started. There were four or five other guys sweating it out with me. We'd been there most of the night. It was close to 1:30 in the morning.
This is back before people were actually in the room when they had babies.
Yeah.
They just sat in the waiting room.
Mr. Blair, my boss, had arrived around 10 to keep me company. At least that was his excuse for bending my ear for 3 solid hours. I kept saying to him,
"Do you think,
Mr. Blair,
your family's
going to
be all there waiting with you?"
Hours before anything happened.
Waiting where?
My pleasure, Danny.
Looks like you have a kid coming.
Pleasure.
Like he said, "Oh, his boss showed up. Is your boss going to show up?"
No.
There's no reason in the world why we can't improve each shining hour with a little business for Blair, Thomas, and Kane.
Well, Mr. Blair, I told you my dad wouldn't be interested in that kind of a deal.
If you're interested, Danny, he'll be interested.
Well, you don't know him the way I do.
It's a good
he
philosophy.
Never wants to...
If you're interested, he'll be interested.
What's he trying to get his dad to do?
Into this, these
Mr.
pills.
Vance?
Yeah, I'm Vance.
It's the boy, Mr. Vance. You just follow me.
Another boy? Well, what are you going to do? So maybe we'll end up with a basketball team.
Calling Dr. Johnson.
This doesn't
Dr.
seem
Johnson,
realistic,
please.
I don't think they're all hoping for a girl.
Anyway, I wish Adele were here.
Adele?
Maggie's mother. She was due in from
don't
Europe.
Don't you think in the 50s most fathers were wanting a boy?
Probably.
Well, maybe
they're all gonna be like,
going to be
a boy.
Getting care from the pier. Danny, look.
You don't want to spend the rest of your life in research. You're cut out for bigger things, boy.
Yeah, boy. Come on. I don't know what the fuck's going on here.
So this guy is at the waiting room of the hospital where, since midnight, there's been all boys born for some reason.
And I don't know why that's news, but okay. It's kind of random, but
and
it doesn't really
mean
anything.
And his boss is hocking him in Chinik because he wants him to get sell some ad space at his father's...
yeah, your boss is kind of a dick.
At his father's drugstore. Like, listen, it's a pretty big event in my life right now, and you're bothering me. That's like if you know, you're having a kid and your boss comes in like, hey, did you get the Thompson reports done yet? Like, well, I'm kind of listen, we need to get those done.
Well, I'm on paternity leave now, so I'm just going to have to wait.
Gotta get in there and
have
fight.
That now.
You can't just sit around waiting for Lady Luck to hand you the ball.
Here you go.
You make your own luck, boy. You grab that ball and run.
You want me to steal the ball from Lady Luck?
Well, I don't know how I could explain it to him.
Oh, well, there's nothing to explain. Just ask your dad to get on the phone with that chain of drugstores he's got and tell him to duck every other headache pill except Banish. Make sure Banish is right there where everyone can see it and buy it.
And hide all the other ones in the back.
Fuck that Tylenol.
Now, what about the new ad campaign on Banish?
We'll use that, too. But you need a little something extra riding for you if you want things your way, my boy. If your dad gets banished...
You call me my boy one more time, I'm going to punch you in the face.
He almost sounds like Mr. Crab from SpongeBob.
Smart, my boy.
Hey there, boy. Oh, hey, SpongeBob.
My boy.
Frisky crabs. Delicious.
Danny?
Any news yet, Doctor?
Not yet. Might as well go home and get some sleep. I could use some myself.
Yeah, fuck, I want a bed.
Come on, I'll walk you down the hall.
Mr. Blair?
Coming, Danny boy.
Maggie's okay, isn't she, Doctor?
She's fine.
Be nice if it's a girl.
Why?
We sort of planned on a little girl.
Can you just answer your question?
Oh, okay.
Let's see.
You mean you think it's going to be a boy?
Well, as a matter of fact, since midnight, every baby that's been born in the hospital has been a boy.
Calling Dr. Johnson, Dr. Johnson.
Does that really mean something? It's like 8 in the morning now, right? And since for the last 8 hours, boys have been born, but... There could have been 3 babies born. And, okay, 3 kids were born, they're all boys. It's not like 2,000 babies were born, and they're all boys. Isn't that something?
Then a second cat pulled over to the curb, and I told him I'd take my own since I was going over to the west side, and he lived east on Sutton Place. As the cab pulled out into the early morning traffic, I kept thinking about what Mr. Blair had told me, the call he wanted me to make to Dad in the morning. And especially I kept thinking about Maggie and the baby and how much easier it would be if we had a little extra dough coming in. I didn't even hear the driver when he said...
Funny thing about the traffic tonight. It's all been going the same direction.
Was it really right to try to twist chance your way?
Is Godzilla coming or is everyone trying to escape town?
Going west, too. Lucky thing you live on the west side.
Now what?
That's a lucky thing you live on the west side.
Yeah.
The traffic's off.
They got white cab drivers in the
50s?
Yeah, the foreigners didn't come in yet and take all the fucking jobs.
I've been going downtown, too.
Believe this
shit.
Every place
except here, Pier 32. Oh, what a mess that is.
Pier 32, that's where the Washington dock.
Brother, what a mess. You might even call it a riot.
Get me over there, fast.
Get me over there, Shane.
So this guy's cab, he says... It's a mess over by Pier 32. Well, take me over there at once, sir.
Take me over there, then, see? If it's a mess, I gotta check this shit out. I have no idea what's going on in this fucking thing.
I must advise you on staying in a cab. You'll never get on a pier for that
far. Wait for me here.
All right.
Sounds pretty good.
Just cut out. I guess we're done listening to it.
Yeah. It was a piece of shit anyway, but... yeah, that's pretty good, I guess. So I saw Game of Thrones last week.
Yeah, but you're behind.
Might as well switch to Netflix review, I guess.
Hold on.
4573.
All the time.
You know, everything has gone real goofy this morning. Have you noticed anything strange going on besides the riot outside?
Oh, I certainly have. The teletypes are coming in by the bushel.
Why is there a riot?
Hope we have a profit-sharing bonus this Christmas.
So we missed a spot, but what happened there was Everyone on the boat had a last name of R, started with an R, including his mother-in-law, and all the luggage was put in the same spot, so everyone was like trying to fight for their luggage.
So that's why there was a riot?
Mm-hmm.
Makes a lot of sense.
Our sales, they're fantastic in 10 major cities. Every Blair, Thomas & Kane product is suddenly booming. I've been around long enough to see a product catch fire.
And everyone won the lottery last night?
Never.
Well, let me see those teletypes.
Is that what the whole premise is? This is this fucking bullshit? Like the law of probability is went wacky?
The law of averages, yeah.
Mr. Blair would put it. Looks like our lucky day, huh?
Well, I'm not so sure it's luck. What else is world
saving? Is it magic?
Call Bill Paris about lunch today.
I'll do that right away.
A funny thing happened out in Jackson Heights this morning. Every dog on our block bit the poor mailman. He was a wreck.
I saw some video where they show
Bill Paris, please. Yeah, well,
little kids
to tell you what happened
a rotary
block.
Phone
Bill,
and have the kids try
Danny,
to explain
look,
what it is. Like, what is
I'll
this?
Lucky if I ever
and they're like, it's
again.
A phone, but I don't know.
If I had a kid who didn't know what a rotary phone was, I'd be disappointed.
Dude, you think an 8-year-old kid knows what a rotary phone is?
I teach them.
Like, they didn't know how to dial it. How would you dial this phone? They're just like, they're touching it, poking it.
Bill, I don't get it.
And what sort of practice?
Yeah, but did they show any of the kids who actually knew what it was?
Everything you're handling is turning to gold.
In the video, none of the kids did.
Yeah, because they added that shit down.
But the thing, no kid would know. Why would a kid know what a fucking rotary phone is? Have they ever seen a rotary phone? Kids know cell phones. That's it.
For anything except Blair products today. Danny, we've been friends for a long time. You sure
when was the last time you seen a
rotary
phone?
Anything under the counter going on over there?
About an hour ago.
If I'm still
here.
Is
one in my basement?
Yeah.
If not, try well.
Most people don't have one, though.
Mr. Blair has just called a special conference. You're wanted right now in the lion's den.
Sounds dangerous in the lion's den.
So now all the sales are going through the roof because people are only buying their products.
Okay.
And all the other places are going out of business.
Get in unison here.
It's not their products, the ones they're marketing, anyways.
I suppose you've noticed the teletypes. I'd say that this is a 14-chart day for Blair, Thomas, and Kane. Men have brought you in here to see that this roller coaster stays on the track.
But it doesn't make sense, Mr. Blair. I've been talking to a friend of mine over at Hastings and Cole. They're worried.
Worried? They're frantic. Walker, Alger, and Marley have already pulled down the flag. Hastings is next.
Would you close your business down because you had one day of no sales?
Probably not.
We're just starting the jet fuel, pumping it in. When we really start to travel, va-voom!
Va-va-va-voom!
Oh, boy!
Come here, me boy. All our products, and we ought to have about 1/8 of the market, not all of it.
I planned to campaign for Ben.
Why is he angry that they're making so much business? We shouldn't be having this much business!
It doesn't make sense.
So what?
If everyone started buying Coke, like, there are no sales of Pepsi, that'd be weird.
But would the people at... Yeah, but would the people at Coke be upset about it?
What if all of a sudden...
Oh, don't give me that...
For a whole day, there was no sales of Coke anywhere in the world, just RC Cola.
That's fine. All the other people would be upset, but RC Cola wouldn't be. This makes no sense. Why are people buying our piece of shit product? No, they'd be pretty psyched. No one at RC is going to be upset about it.
But I'm saying one day isn't going to,
Yeah, Pepsi isn't going out of business.
All of a sudden we're giving you raises and stuff? Could just be an anomaly.
Yeah, it's some weird shit. Yeah, get over it. Sometimes shit happens.
By lunchtime, everyone knew that something was going on. It was all around you. The traffic on Madison Avenue was jammed going downtown, just a few cars coming uptown. One store would be packed to the door, another store almost empty. There were extras on the street with headline stories from all over the world.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Everyone's an idiot.
Dateline London. There was an unusual scene at the famed Ascot Club this noon.
The Ascot Club. Everyone has to wear an ascot in there.
Answered the waiter in the dining room.
No mutton.
What? No mutton? How dare you?
Well, my good man, I have been having lunch at this club.
Dear sir, where's my mutton?
And
I'm not sure what mutton is, but,
it's a kind of meat.
He really likes it. He has it every day.
It's delicious. Where's my mutton?
Where's my Swiss Miss chocolate mix?
Considerable embarrassment that we are forced to report that last night at exactly...
Doesn't sound like a Swiss accent.
Every Swiss watch and clock in Lucerne stopped. In an interview with this reporter, Francis Bassler, president of the world-famous Bassler...
Is that a Swiss accent?
I'm saying, I think they're banking on the premise that no one knows what a Swiss person sounds like. So
it was before the Swedish chef was a thing.
Just do a fucking accent.
I would have sounded like this.
All our watches have stopped.
They're sounding like there was some kind of
French.
French
slash... like French Perry.
I am from Switzerland.
Since it is known throughout the world that the subway was invented by Russia, and since Moscow has the most beautiful subway system ever built...
All right, that sounds Russian. I believe that.
...it is hereby ordered that everyone will ride the subway...
He sounds like Chekhov from Star Trek, so okay.
Everyone, that is...
Sounds a little bit like Lucille Ball's husband.
Ricky?
Yeah.
Yeah. Desi Arnaz?
And this thing stopped again.
Sounds, and it's a shame it did, because it was really interesting. I was wondering, did, like, some kind of wizard cast one of his spells? Because you know they'll do that. When weird shit happens, and it's worldwide, I mean, 9 times out of 10, it's a wizard. I've come across it myself.
I walked home, and as I turned the corner...
I was going to go to school for wizarding, but I wasn't. It's a really competitive program. So, you know, maybe next year I'll try again.
Now look what's happened.
Mr. Nolan?
Yes?
Doctor told me to tell you that it's the boy.
He's having this kid again?
Yes, sir.
What it's a boy.
Didn't they already tell him it was a boy?
No, he never had his kid.
Well, yes, Doctor.
Did I go to a different dimension? Because I remember in the beginning of the fucking video...
That was somebody else! You don't listen.
The other baby's fine, too. First twins we've had all day.
Oh, no, it's finally over! The law of averages are back!
Beautiful girl.
Oh. Yeah, this was, some fucking show.
Well, Mark, it was a simpler time.
After I seen Maggie and the twins, Mr. Blair and I left the hospital together.
Who knew they even switched to a different dude? Sounds like the same fucking guy. His voice sounds exactly the same.
On Lexington Avenue.
It was pretty obvious.
I was
actually
even happy when we put...
You're too busy yapping to hear what they're saying.
Mr. Blair walked east, and I started west across town.
Man, I really you are right. Simpler time. You can put any shit on the air you want. No one cared. Someone probably made a good buck putting this shit out.
Mr. Blair had been so sure of a golden future, so sure you could force your luck, so sure that laws were made to be broken. And now the laws were back again, and things were normal again.
You can break laws if you want.
Christmas was on its way.
It's kind of up to you.
Singing down from a gray-blue spire of a lonely Madison Avenue church. And then just for a few moments...
Are there churches on Madison Avenue? I kind of don't think there are.
Maybe we can twist fate to get our own way, but we'd better be careful.
Not that I would know.
When you break a law of nature, you do so at your own peril. And you better hope that the...
He's all
right.
It's not like he's all rushed. Like, hurry it up! Again. And if you do it again...
We've got 10 seconds left! Move it!
Yeah, no, law of nature, don't break anything. There's the whole point of this shitty fucking show.
Yeah, whatever.
And next time I might have to download these instead of just streaming them.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't work. It's not very professional.
It's not.
It's called lazy, though.
You know what? Our listeners don't care. No. They're cool with it. They're very laid back.
They're probably not listening anymore.
Yeah, I know. I probably stopped.
You stopped, and everyone stopped.
Anyway, AgileWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube.